今天是我们欢庆主耶稣复活的日子。
Today is the day that we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord.
按照教会的传统，
According to the tradition of our church,
当我说耶稣复活了，
When I say Jesus is risen,
那大家要说什么？
What do you say?
他真的复活了。
Please say, he is risen indeed.
让我们来练习一下，先用中文练习。
Let's practice in Chinese first.
然后等一下我们要，然后再用英文练习，完了以后我们要一起来说。
And then we'll practice in English, and then we'll say it together.
好，我们先用中文来练习。
Let's practice in Chinese.
耶稣复活了。
耶稣复活了。
好，我们用英文。
Okay, in English, Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. 好，现在我们要一起中英文一起来说。
Okay, let's say in both languages together.
好，一、二、三。
Jesus is risen.
耶稣复活了。
He is risen indeed.
再一次。
再一次。Again. Jesus is risen.
耶稣复活了。
He is risen indeed.
好，首先我要代表北区教会欢迎。第一次来到我们中间的新朋友，
First,
请你们站起来。
Yeah, I want to welcome all the newcomers. If you're a newcomer, please stand up from your seat. Yeah.
欢迎你们。
We welcome each one of you.
如果你已经是接受耶稣的，请你举一下手。
If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, please raise your hand.
我们希望你能将我们教会当作你属灵的家。
Hopefully, New Hope Christian Church can be your spiritual home.
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督，
If you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior,
我们也同样欢迎你跟我们每一个礼拜天跟我们一起来敬拜。
We also welcome you to come here every Sunday morning to worship with us.
今天是一个特别的日子。
Today is such a special day.
除了我们要欢庆主耶稣的复活。
Besides the resurrection of the Lord Jesus we're celebrating,
今天也是我们教会成立五周年的日子。
It's also the fifth anniversary of New Hope Christian Church.
所以我们在聚会之后，我们要请大家留步，一起来照团体照。
So after the worship, please stay and we're going to take a group picture.
我们照相的程序是请在场的全部都站好了以后。
So we would like to for each one of you to come up here and get yourself situated.
然后我们才会请儿童部的老师把儿童带出来。
And then we'll ask the teachers from the children's Sunday school to bring the children out.
然后孩子们会坐在前面的地毯上。
They will be sitting in the front on the carpet.
那如果你有小孩子小 baby 的话，
if you have small babies,
我们前面也会放一排椅子。
We'll have a row of chairs.
那父亲或者母亲可以抱着孩子跟长辈一起坐在前面。
Either mom or dad can hold the baby and can sit with our seniors in the front.
那照完团体照以后呢，我们会移步到隔壁的公园。
And after the group picture, we're gonna go over to the Alden Bridge Park next door.
因为距离很近，不需要开车。
It's really close. You don't really need to drive.
大家可以步行。
You can just walk.
只要穿过游泳池。
Just through the swimming pool.
然后中间还有一条小河，你就会看到一个凉亭了。
And cross the river, and then you will see the park pavilion.
我们会在那里聚集。
We'll be gathering there.
那在凉亭的旁边呢，还有儿童的游乐场。
You'll see the children's playground next to the pavilion.
当然，你也可以开车。
Well, if you really want to drive, sure.
出了教会停车场以后，就往右转。
After you go out from the parking lot, turn right.
那过了桥以后再右转就可以进到公园了。
And pass the bridge and turn right again and you will enter the park.
所以聚会拍完合照以后，我们在中午的时候我们会在凉亭附近来一起用餐。
So after the group picture, you know, we'll go to the pavilion and we'll eat lunch together.
然后我们会开始我们进行我们的团体活动。
And then we'll have a group activities.
大家可以看到这是我们今天活动的这个流程。
This is our proposed agenda.
鼓励大家能够留下来跟我们一起来参与。
We really encourage each one of you to stay here with us.
来，下一个主日呢，我们就恢复正常的程序。
So, next Sunday, we're going to go back to our regular schedule.
中文崇拜呢，仍然是九点半开始。
And the Chinese worship starts at 9:30.
同一时间，我们也会有儿童敬拜在儿童的地方。
And on the same time, we'll have a children's worship.
然后我们会有青少年和成人的圣经学习在右手边的教室。
We'll have youth and adult Bible study over there in the classroom.
那在中文崇拜之后呢，我们的英文崇拜是11:15开始。
And after the Chinese worship, we'll have English worship starting from 11:15.
在这个时间，我们仍然有儿童的主日学和中文的圣经学习。
And on the same time, we'll have children and Chinese Bible study.
希望下个主日能够继续看到大家。
Hopefully next Sunday we can see each one of you here.
小苏顿西区中国教会呢，华人这个休斯顿北区华人教会，我们的英文名字叫做
New Hope Christian Church.
我们是在母会小苏顿中国教会的差遣之下。
We were commissioned by our mother church, West Houston Chinese Church.
我们是2012年的复活节开始了我们在这里的主日聚会。
We started Easter Sunday on 2012.
所以每年的复活节就是我们感谢和赞美神建立我们教会的日子。
So every Easter is the day that we thank God for establishing this church.
今天我们要一起来看约翰福音。
Today we're going to look at the Gospel of John.
来思想主耶稣复活的大能。
Let's ponder upon the power and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
在开始前，让我们先做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
至高全能爱我们的天父上帝，
Our most high almighty God who loves us so much，
为了拯救我们，竟然差遣你的独生爱子耶稣基督降世为人。
In order to save us, you send your only son come to this world to save us，
为我们的罪被钉死在十架上。
You were crucified because of our sin，
不但承担了我们罪的刑罚，
you bear all the punishment of our sins，
也让我们的罪得到赦免，
and you forgave our sins，
让我们都可以与神和好，
so we can be reconciled with our God again。
主耶稣他也战胜了死亡，
Jesus also overcome death，
三天以后从死里复活。
The third day Jesus rose from the tomb.
赐我们永远的生命。
Gave us the eternal life.
求你今天预备我们众人的心。
Oh, please prepare each one of our hearts.
一起来聆听你的话语。
To listen to what you want to say to us.
更借着主耶稣复活的大能。
And use the power of your resurrection.
带领我们过一个得胜的生活。
So we can live a life, a victorious life.
我们的感恩祷告。
We pray with our thanksgiving.
侍奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，让我们打开圣经。
If you have a Bible, open your Bible.
翻到新约约翰福音的第十一章。
Let's turn to John, New Testament, chapter 11.
这是主耶稣被钉十字架之前所行的最后的一个神迹。
This is the last miracle that Jesus performed before he was crucified.
在这节经文当中，我们看到当主耶稣听到他心爱的门徒拉撒路死了。
Here it says Jesus heard that his beloved Lazarus was sick.
他仍然在原地等了两天。
He waited for 2 days before he leave.
然后才动身前往犹大。
And he departed to Judah.
死去的拉撒路他还有两位姐妹。
The Lazarus who was dead has 2 sisters.
圣经告诉我们说，姐姐叫做马大，妹妹叫做玛利亚。
The older sister is Martha, and the younger was Mary.
他们住在离耶路撒冷不到两英里的伯大尼。
They live in Bethany, that's a place less 2 miles from the Jerusalem.
等了两天之后，耶稣才跟他的门徒说。
After 2 days, he told his disciples,
我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。
Our friend Lazarus was falling asleep, but I go to awaken him.
当门徒听到这件事情的时候，想说，哎呀，睡觉嘛。
So those disciples, when they heard this, oh, okay, just sleeping.
生病本来就需要休息。
He's sick, you know, he needs some rest.
病好了，他自然就会醒来了。
And he will wake up whenever he's healed.
所以耶稣必须明白地告诉门徒说，拉撒路死了。
So Jesus has to tell them clearly, Lazarus is dead.
只有耶稣能叫醒他，使他从死里复活。
Only Jesus can awaken him and resurrect him.
在神的眼中，相信了耶稣的人，我们的死就如同睡觉一样。
In the eyes of our God, the death of all the believers is like sleeping.
因为主耶稣必从天降临。
Because the Lord Jesus, he's going to descend from heaven.
有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音。
There's a cry of command and with the voice of archangel.
又有神的号筒会吹响。
And there will be the sound of the trumpet of God.
在耶稣基督里死的人都要复活。
And all those who died in Christ will rise.
而且复活以后不再经历死亡。
And after they rose, no longer experience death.
但是耶稣这次叫醒拉撒路。
But this time, Jesus called out Lazarus.
这只是我们将来都要复活的预表。
It's just a typology to illustrate that all the dead will be resurrected.
因为耶稣还没有经历死亡、复活和升天。
Because at that time, Jesus hasn't experienced death and resurrected and ascending to the heaven.
他还没有得到全然的荣耀。
He hasn't got the whole glory yet.
所以我们先看的这一段故事告诉我们，拉撒路的复活只是暂时的。
So we read this passage to know that Lazarus' resurrection is temporary.
他还会再死。
He will die again.
但是这个神迹是要让我们知道耶稣是谁。
But this miracle is for us to understand who Jesus is.
他有让死人从死里复活的全能。
He has that authority to let the death come out and rise again.
当时当然没有飞机跟汽车。
And you know, at that time, there is no aircraft or cars.
耶稣等了两天，等他到了伯大尼的时候。
Jesus waited for 2 days, and he went to Bethany.
圣经告诉我们，拉撒路已经死了4天了。
The Bible told us Lazarus has been dead for 4 days.
姐姐马大和玛利亚都跟耶稣抱怨。
And Martha and Mary, they just complained to Jesus.
他们说，你若早在这里，我的兄弟必不死。
They said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
他们相信，如果他们的兄弟拉撒路只是病了。
They believed that if Lazarus was only sick,
耶稣能一定能够使他全然得医治。
Jesus would have healed him totally.
现在弟弟死了，一切都太迟了。
But our brother is dead, it's too late.
但是主耶稣却公开的宣告。
But Jesus proclaimed publicly.
让我们先用中文来念约翰福音11:25-26。
Let's read Chinese first, John 11:25-26.
复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。你信这话吗？ Okay. 让我们再用英文。
Okay, I'll read the English one. You can just listen to me. I'm the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
不好意思，我们的电脑好像还是睡着了，还没有复活。
It seems like our computer is dead. It's not resurrected yet. So bear with us.
没关系，我们继续可以用听的。大家也可以翻开。
Yeah, you can pay attention by listening, and then you can open your Bible as well. It's a good opportunity.
在这里，在这里的圣经说的复活在我，生命也在我。
Here it says, resurrection is in me, and life is also in me.
中文的新译本和我们的 ESV 的英文翻译都说，我就是复活和生命。
In the Chinese New Version translation and the ESV version says, I am the resurrection and life.
在这里主耶稣在宣告他就是复活，就是生命。
Here, Jesus proclaimed that he is the resurrection and he is life.
耶稣既然是复活和生命的主，
since he is the Lord of the resurrection and life,
他当然有权柄使一切相信他的人。
Of course, he has authority for whoever believes in him.
我们现在就可以得到永远的生命。
We can immediately get eternal life.
即使我们离开了世界。
Even if we all left this world today.
在神的眼中不过是睡了。
We're just sleeping in God's eyes.
耶稣再来的时候，我们都要复活。
When Jesus comes again, we will be resurrected.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书十五章更告诉我们。
And Apostle Paul told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
我们复活的身体是不会朽坏的。
It says we'll have a new body which is imperishable.
神要赐给我们更荣耀、更强壮的身体。
God will give us a stronger body and it's a glorious body.
亲爱的弟兄朋友们，
Dear brothers and sisters and friends,
你们相信耶稣所说的吗？
Do you believe in Jesus' promises?
当然，在耶稣的时代，
But oh, of course, at the time of Jesus,
人死了不是挖土埋在土里。
When they die, they don't bury in the ground like us now.
因为那个地方比较干燥，他们是在石洞里凿出一个石洞来，把人放在里面。
Because it's a dryer over there, so the tomb is like a handmade cave.
然后再用一个大石头把洞口封住。
And they will use a huge stone to block the entrance of the tomb.
不让野兽可以跑进去。
So the wild animals will not enter into the tomb.
耶稣来到埋葬拉撒路的地方。
So Jesus came to the place where Lazarus was buried.
耶稣竟然要求大家把挡住石洞的大石头滚开。
And Jesus asked the people to remove that big stone at the entrance.
那当然，姐姐马大跟妹妹玛利亚都很紧张。
So Martha and Mary, they were so nervous.
因为拉撒路已经死了四天了。
Because Lazarus has been dead for 4 days.
他们的身体都开始要腐烂了。
And their body.His body has begun to rot.
但是耶稣提醒马大，
But Jesus reminded Martha,
要有信心。
You need to have faith.
主耶稣可以使拉撒路从死里复活。
Jesus can let Lazarus to rise from the dead.
让我们都可以看见神的荣耀。
So we can see the glory of God.
我们都知道人没有办法胜过死亡。
We all know that no one can overcome death.
所以死亡经常让我们感到无助和绝望。
So death makes each one of us hopeless, helpless and desperate.
耶稣向我们宣告说他是复活和生命的主。
And Jesus proclaimed he is the Lord of the resurrection and the life.
他不受死亡的辖制。
He is not subject to death.
他能挪开我们 生命中那个绝望的石头。
He takes away the stone of despair.
耶稣宣告他是复活和生命的主。
Jesus proclaimed he is the Lord of resurrection and life.
他也是活人和死人的主。
He is also the Lord of the living and the dead.
他大声呼叫拉撒路。
So he cried out, Lazarus, with a loud voice.
拉撒路就立刻从洞里出来了。
So Lazarus came out from the tomb.
还好，拉撒路叫出来之前，先呼喊拉撒路的名字。
Thank goodness he called Lazarus first with a name.
如果他不指名拉撒路的话
，If he doesn't just specific name Lazarus.
所有的死人都要出来了。
All the dead people would come out.
拉撒路出来了以后
，So when Lazarus came out from the tomb,
耶稣就叫周围的人解开捆绑拉撒路手脚的布和脸上的手巾。
So Jesus asked those people take off those linen strips around his hand and feet and the cloth around his face.
然后我们就可以看见死里复活的拉撒路。
Then we can see the resurrected Lazarus.
他可以自由地行走。
And he can walk freely.
在罗马书第五章。
And chapter 5 in Romans.
告诉我们说罪是从亚当进入世界。
It tells us sin came into the world through Adam.
死是从罪而来的。
Death comes from sin.
死临到众人因为众人都犯了罪。
Death came upon all people, for all have sinned.
但是耶稣是复活和生命的主。
However, Jesus is the Lord of resurrection and life.
他为我们战胜了死亡。
He defeated death for us.
他也能解除罪对我们的捆绑。
And he freed each one of us from the bondage of our sins.
让我们都可以活在神的真理中。
So we can all live in the truth of God.
使我们有了不犯罪的自由。
So we can have the freedom not to sin.
所以复活之前必须怎么样？经历死亡。
So before we're resurrected, we need to go through death first.
所以耶稣继续用一粒麦子落在地里死了。
So Jesus used another example of a grain of wheat falls into the earth.
却结出许多籽粒来。
It bears much fruit.
说明自己的受死复活和升天。
To illustrate his death, resurrection, ascending to heaven.
都是我们众人得荣耀的途径。
And that's the way for each one of us to have the glory.
前几天师母从菜园里拿了一个又枯又干发黄的刀豆。
So a few days ago, my wife took a kind of dry, rugged looking sword beam.
外表枯干，但是剥开来，里面却有许多鲜红饱满的种子。
And you know, from the outside it looks so ugly, but when you open it, you see so many good looking red seeds.
然后等到把这个种子种在土里的时候。
So you plant the seed on the ground.
我们就看见那个种子蕴藏着生命力。
And you can see that the seed has the power of life.
它破土而出。
It comes out from the ground.
发芽生长。
And it's blooming now.
可以结出又大又青绿的刀豆来。
And it can have really nice fresh soybeans.
这也提醒我们。
So it reminds us.
当我们愿意顺服神的旨意
So if we are willing to follow God's will
效法耶稣的舍己
And follow Jesus to the point to deny ourselves
就能彰显我们生命的爆发力跟影响力
So our lives can be different, can be influential
来改变其他人的生命
And we can change the life of others around us
耶稣他是复活和 生命的主。
Again, Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
却用自己的生命来买赎我们。
He used his own life to redeem each one of us.
为了我们的罪。
Because of our sin.
耶稣被钉死在十字架上。
Jesus was crucified and bore the sin on the cross.
承担了我们罪的刑罚。
Bore the punishment of our sins.
两天之前的星期五。
We know 2 days ago, it's Friday.
我们称作受难节。
We commemorate it as a Good Friday.
就是要纪念主耶稣被捉受审判。
We want to remember that Jesus was arrested and he was put on trial.
甚至被鞭打，最后被钉死在十字架上。
And he was flogged and finally crucified.
按照犹太人埋葬的规矩。
According to the rules of the burial of the Jews,
他们将死过世的耶稣用细麻布加上香料，将耶稣的身体裹好。
And they would wrap Jesus' body with fine linens and very nice spices.
然后放在附近墓园子里的一座新坟墓。
And they put him in a new tomb near a garden.
圣经说七日的头一日指的就是星期天。
The Bible says the first day of the week, that is Sunday.
在一大早天还没有亮的时候。
And before the morning was broken,
抹大拉的玛利亚就来到耶稣的坟墓前。
Mary Magdalene came to the tomb of Jesus.
她很惊讶地发现，哎呀，耶稣那个洞的埋耶稣洞的那个门口大石头竟然被滚开了。
And she was so surprised that that huge stone has been rolled away.
圣经说天还黑。
The Bible says before the morning was broken, it was still dark.
玛利亚可能不敢一个人进去看。
And Mary maybe was afraid she didn't want to go in and take a look.
在她直觉的认为里面，一定是管这个墓园的人把耶稣的尸体移走了。
So she just thought, oh, maybe the gardener just removed the body of Jesus.
她就立刻跑回去，把耶稣尸体被挪走的事情告诉了其他的门徒。
So she ran back and told Jesus' disciple what happened about the body.
马上就有两个门徒。
So there are two disciples.
一个圣经有告诉我们他的名字就是使徒彼得。
And one Bible told us is Apostle Peter.
他经常就是代表门徒来说话。
He usually represents everybody to speak.
那另外一个很特别的是，他没有记在他自己的名字。
And the other one, the name was not even mentioned.
他只说，圣经告诉我们说，那个人是耶稣所爱的门徒。
And Bible told us it was described as the one who Jesus loved.
所以大部分的圣经学者相信，这个门徒应该就是这卷书的作者约翰。
And most Bible scholars just assume that he should be the author of this book, A Gospel of John.
接着这样写，表明他对主耶稣的爱。
So in this case, he showed his love toward Jesus.
当然，使徒约翰比较年轻。
So John was younger.
他跟彼得一起直奔耶稣的墓地。
They ran together towards the tomb.
想要知道到底发生了什么事。
They're so eager to find out what happened.
那约翰年轻就跑得比较快。
And you know, Peter was young, John was younger, so John ran faster.
跑到耶稣的坟墓前，他不敢一个人进去。
So John wouldn't dare to get in yet.
他在坟墓外面等彼得也到。
So he waited outside until Peter arrived.
那彼得到了以后怎么样？
And you know what Peter did?
他当仁不让。
Of course, you know, he just went in.
一马当先就冲到坟墓里面。
Yeah. He just went ahead, just went in.
他在里面，彼得，然后约翰就跟着彼得也进去了。
And John followed him. And
然后他们就发现坟墓里面只留下了 耶稣的裹头巾和包身体的细麻布。
And then you know they only saw the linen clothes and all the cloth wrap his face.
而且这两样东西是整整齐齐的放在那里。
And it was you know well replaced in the tomb.
唯一不见的是耶稣基督的身体。
The only thing disappeared was Jesus' body.
如果我们在想耶稣的尸体如果真的是被偷走的话，
Let's think, if Jesus' body was really stolen,
你一定不会花时间把耶稣的裹头巾跟包尸布怎么样，一个一个的拆下来，再把它卷好放回去。
And no one would do that, right? To spend time just unwind everything and then put it back very nicely in the tomb.
所以当这两位门徒看到当时的情景，
So these two disciples, they saw what happened.
他们就相信耶稣复活了。
So they finally believe that Jesus has been resurrected.
因为主耶稣在生前的时候，
Because Jesus has been, when he was alive,
曾经不停地告诉门徒，他会从死里复活。
Has repeatedly predicted that about his death and his resurrection.
虽然彼得和约翰不明白，
Even though Peter and John, they don't understand.
但是空坟墓就是耶稣得救的记号。
But empty tomb is the sign that Jesus has risen from the dead.
应验了基督要从死里复活的应许。
It has fulfilled the promise that Jesus will rise from the dead.
在耶稣走上十字架之前，
Before Jesus was crucified,
他告诉我们说，那听见神的话，又相信耶稣是父神所差来的，就有永恒的生命。
He tells us, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life.
说我们不再被定罪，是已经出死入生了。
It says we're not longer under judgment, we have passed from death to life.
复活永活的主赐我们永恒的生命。
The resurrected eternal Lord gave each one of us eternal life.
昨天我们教会有三位姐妹接受了洗礼。
Yesterday there were three sisters who were baptized.
接受洗礼怎么样？就如同罗马书第六章告诉我们的。
So being baptized is just like what Romans chapter 6 told us.
洗礼是表明我们与耶稣同钉十字架。
It's to show that we've been crucified with Jesus.
当我们进到水里的时候，就如同耶稣一样被埋葬。
So when we enter the water, it's like Jesus being buried.
当我们从水里起来的时候，我们就领受从神来的新生命。
So when we came out from the water, we have the new life from Jesus.
所以圣经说复活的人一举一动都有新生命的样式。
So Bible says, whoever resurrected has the new way of living.
但是除了空坟墓还不能让人真正的幸福。
So besides the empty tomb, not everybody can truly believe in that.
因为大家还在想耶稣到底去了哪里。
So you know, everybody was wondering, where is Jesus?
所以复活以后的主耶稣亲自向门徒显现。
So after he was resurrected, he showed himself to the disciples.
当他们看到这些门徒，当他们看到老师被钉死在十字架的时候，
When those disciples saw him was crucified,
门徒们都非常的害怕，怕什么？罗马兵丁继续来逼迫他们。
They were really afraid. They were afraid, you know, those Roman soldiers will come and get them.
所以他们把所有的门窗都关得紧紧的。
So they closed all the windows and all the doors.
在这里我们看到复活的耶稣，他不受 肉身的限制。
And let's think, see, the resurrected Jesus is free from the limitation of our flesh.
他不需要别人把他的裹头巾跟细麻布拆开。
He does not need any help to come out from those cloth and those linens.
同样的，墙壁跟任何的门窗都不能拦阻耶稣的进出。
By the same token, you know, the walls or doors or windows cannot stop him from coming or leaving.
当门徒们都紧闭门窗在紧张害怕的时候，
So when the disciples were so scared and so nervous and they shut all the doors and windows,
耶稣就在他死的那一天晚上出现在门徒的面前。
So the day he was dead, he showed himself to the disciples.
他跟门徒说什么？
You know what he said?
他说，愿你们怎么样？平安。
He said, peace be with you.
因为只有复活的主能赐我们真正的平安。
Because only the Lord of the resurrection can give us true peace.
如何能证明自己就是被钉十字架的耶稣？
So how can he prove that he is the one who was crucified? He was the Jesus?
耶稣就让门徒看他手上的钉痕。
So Jesus let them see the nail mark on his hand.
以及他肋骨这边被钉钉扎的枪痕。
And we know his sides, his ribs has been pierced by the soldiers.
证明他就是从死里复活的耶稣。
So that proved that he is the resurrected Jesus.
亲眼看见了复活的主耶稣。
They see with their own eyes.
圣经让我们看到这些门徒，他们以喜乐代替了他们原来的恐惧、惧怕。
So the disciples, they're no longer afraid. They have joy in their heart.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brother and sister and friends,
在现今动荡不安的世界里，
You know, this world is so turbulent. It's so many bad things happening.
我们的心中有平安吗？
Do we have peace in our heart?
只有从死里复活的耶稣，
Only the Jesus who is resurrected from the dead
能赐我们属天的平安，
can give us the peace from heaven.
父神亲自差遣耶稣来拯救我们。
Our Heavenly Father sent Jesus to save each one of us.
同样的，从死里复活的耶稣，
The same way, Jesus who has been risen from the dead,
也要差遣我们向世人去传扬与神和好与人和好的大好消息。
It's sending us to the world to tell people about this good news.
感谢神。
Thank God.
2012年，神差遣我们来到这里建立北区教会。
In 2012, God sent us to build the New Hope Christian Church.
将2015年又把这样美好的场地赐给了我们。
And on 2015, God gave us this beautiful facility.
我们相信神会继续叫我们教会增长。
We believe that God will let this church continue to grow.
也为我们来预先计划了场地的需要。
So God has prepared what we need for this growing facility.
我们也请建筑师大概做了一个设计。
We asked the architect, just give us a conceptual plan.
证实我们教会有很大发展的空间。
To show that, you know, we have some space to grow.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters and friends,
神不要我们白占地图。
God doesn't want us to just focus on the things of the flesh.
我们应该要好好把握机会。
We need to take all the opportunities.
来接受各样的栽培和装备。
So we can be discipled and we can be equipped.
并且将神赐给我们这丰富的资源能投资在神永恒的国度里。
So we can use the abundant talents and gift God gave to us to invest in the eternal kingdom of God.
今天在大家周报的夹页里面
，In your bulletin today，
我们有一个教牧教会的教牧跟领导团队给大家的信。
We have a letter, you know, from the church pastoral staff.
在这小章的后面
，And then there's a small one.
也列了有三位教会的弟兄。
And you know, you can see three biographies of three brothers.
他们被提名来加入西区教会的长职。
They were recommended to be the council at the West Houston Chinese Church.
在五月初的时候，我们会投票来印证。
So the first in the May, we're gonna do a ballot.
在大家手上的这个单张是中英文的这个信里面。
And make sure you know that it's bilingual, it's on both sides.
我们。有两个议案会请大家来表决，也在这个投票的表里面。
You know, we have two proposals for each for us to vote.
第一个是我们提名有三位弟兄姐妹来成为我们教会的长老跟执事。
The first one is, you know, to recommend these three people as the candidate for the WHCC Council.
我们现在已经有四位执事。
We have four deacons already.
那志明弟兄会在今年的六月下任。
And Brother John, he will retire from the council.
但是我们又多了三位。
And then we need three.
让我们他们的责任就是好好来管理神的家。
So their responsibility is to manage God's family.
那在大家的投票的表格里面。
So in these ballots.
另外还有我们会请大家就是说在聘牧的程序当中有一些修正。
And you know, we have some bylaws about the hiring and termination process.
Yeah, 就是我们会由长职来决定如果牧师要卸任的时候。
So we'll be delegated, the determination of the pastor's staff, how to do that.
是由教牧团队长老团以及人事委员会长执会来共同决定。
So it will be determined by the senior pastor, the hiring and determination pastoral staff.
感谢神，自从我们买下了这个会堂以后
praise the Lord, after we have this new facility,
我们经历了美好的增长。
We have a beautiful, beautiful growth.
那我们也为这个职堂我们筹款，我们教会的弟兄姐妹在去年年底已经筹了40万。
So amazingly, brothers and sisters, all because of your generous offering, we have 400,000.
那其他还有的余款是由西区教会来帮我们筹备。
And you know, we're so blessed. West Houston Chinese Church will prepare the other $600,000.
我们筹四十万，西区教会，你们想他们要筹多少万
？See, we only have $400,000, and you know how much.
他们要筹我们的三倍。
They need to have three times of what we prepare.
他们会为我们筹120万。
Oh, they have to have $1.2 million, right?
$1.2 million.
Yeah, $1.2 million.
其中有二十万是送给我们教会的礼物。
So there's $200,000 is a gift for us.
所以我们可以分十年慢慢来还一百万的贷款。
And then you know in the next 10 years we can slowly to pay back what they pay for us.
重点就是我们不要因为钱的问题而让拦阻了我们属灵生命的成长。
So let's don't let this money issue to prevent us from growing spiritually.
教会宁愿我们先看重我们自己属灵的生命。
And you know, the purpose of the church is for us to grow spiritually.
来领受从天而来的意象。
So we can receive the vision from the heaven.
让我们在这里不要白占地图。
Again, let's don't focus on the things of the flesh.
我们建立教会就是要大家在这里努力的来传扬福音。
The reason we have this church family so we can tell people about the good news.
让我们的社区都知道主耶稣复活了。
So all the community people will know that Jesus is risen.
因着他复活的大能。
Because of the power of his resurrection.
我们就永远不死。
Will never die again.
我们永远有盼望。
We have eternal hope.
我们也跟耶稣一样永远活着。
And we'll be just like Jesus. We'll live forever.
让我们请我们的 Mark 弟兄来带领我们来唱今天的回应诗歌。
We'll sing the response song.
让我们一同起立。
Let's rise.